Listen to God's Word for October 5th. Today's reading is Nehemiah 7 and 8. May God bless this reading of His Word. Nehemiah 7. When the wall had been rebuilt, and I had set the doors in place, the gatekeepers, singers, and Levites were appointed. Then I put my brother Hanani in charge of Jerusalem, along with Hananiah, the commander of the fortress, because he was a faithful man who feared God more than most. And I told them, "Do not open the gates of Jerusalem until the sun is hot. While the guards are on duty, keep the doors shut and securely fastened, and appoint the residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their posts and some at their own homes." Now the city was large and spacious, but there were few people in it, and the houses had not yet been rebuilt. Then my God put it into my heart to assemble the nobles, the officials, and the people to be enrolled by genealogy. I found the genealogical register of those who had first returned, and I found the following written in it. These are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles carried away to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar its king. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town, accompanied by Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Rehemiah, Nehemani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispareth, Bigvai, Nehem, and Baana. This is the count of the men of Israel. The descendants of Parosh, 2,172. The descendants of Shephatiah, 372. The descendants of Ara, 652. The descendants of Pahath-Moab, through the line of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. The descendants of Elam, 1,254. The descendants of Zattu, 845. The descendants of Zakkai, 760. The descendants of Binui, 648. The descendants of Bebai, 628. The descendants of Azgad, 2,322. The descendants of Adonikam, 667. The descendants of Bigvai, 2,067. The descendants of Aden, 655. The descendants of Ater through Hezekiah, 98. The descendants of Hashem, 328. The descendants of Bezai, 324. The descendants of Harif, 112. The descendants of Gibeon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Beth Asmaveth, 42. The men of Kiriath Jearim, Kephira, and Beeroth, 743. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmash, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. The descendants of the other Elam, 1,254. The descendants of Harim, 320. The men of Jericho, 345. The men of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. And the descendants of Saneah, 3,930. The priests, the descendants of Jediah, through the house of Jeshua, 973. The descendants of Immer, 1,052. The descendants of Pashur, 1,247. And the descendants of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the descendants of Jeshua, through Kadmiel, through the line of Hodavah, 74. The singers, the descendants of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers, the descendants of Shalom, the descendants of Ater, the descendants of Talmon, the descendants of Akub, the descendants of Hattita, and the descendants of Shobai, 138 in all. the temple servants, the descendants of Zihah, the descendants of Hasupha, the descendants of Tabaoth, the descendants of Kiras, the descendants of Saya, the descendants of Padan, the descendants of Labana, the descendants of Hagaba, the descendants of Shalmai, the descendants of Hanan, the descendants of Gidel, the descendants of Gehar, the descendants of Reiah, the descendants of Rezin, the descendants of Nekoda, the descendants of Gazim, the descendants of Azza, the descendants of Pasea, the descendants of Bezai, the descendants of Meunim, the descendants of Nefushesim, the descendants of Bakbuk, the descendants of Hakufa, the descendants of Harher, the descendants of Basleth, the descendants of Mehida, the descendants of Harsha, the descendants of Barkis, the descendants of Sisera, the descendants of Tema, the descendants of Neziah, and the descendants of Hatipha. The descendants of the servants of Solomon, the descendants of Sotai, the descendants of Sophereth, the descendants of Parida, the descendants of Jaela, the descendants of Darkon, the descendants of Gidel, the descendants of Shephatiah, the descendants of Hattel, the descendants of Pachareth Hazabaim, and the descendants of Ammon. The temple servants and descendants of the servants of Solomon numbered 392 in all. The following came up from Telmela, Telharsha, Kareb, Adon, and Immer, but could not prove that their families were descended from Israel. The descendants of Deliah, the descendants of Tobiah, and the descendants of Nekoda, 642 in all. And from among the priests, the descendants of Hobiah, the descendants of Hakoz, and the descendants of Barzillai, who had married a daughter of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These men searched for their family records, but they could not find them, and so were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor ordered them not to eat the most holy things until there was a priest to consult the Urim and Thummim. The whole assembly numbered 42,360, in addition to their 7,337 men servants and maid servants, as well as their 245 male and female singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. Some of the heads of the families contributed to the project. The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 derricks of gold, 50 bowls, and 530 priestly garments. And some of the heads of the families gave to the treasury for the project 20,000 derricks of gold and 2,200 minas of silver. The rest of the people gave a total of 20,000 derricks of gold, 2,000 minas of silver, and 67 priestly garments. So the priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, and temple servants, along with some of the people and the rest of the Israelites, settled in their own towns. And by the seventh month, the Israelites had settled in their towns. Nehemiah 8. At that time, all the people gathered together in the square before the water gate, and they asked Ezra the scribe to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. On the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could listen and understand. So Ezra read it aloud from daybreak until noon, as he faced the square before the water gate, in front of the men and women and those who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a high wooden platform built for this occasion. At his right side stood Mattathiah, Shema, Anaiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah. And at his left were Padiah, Mishael, Malchijah, Hashem, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshullam. Ezra opened the book in full view of all the people, since he was standing above them all. And as he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and with their hands uplifted, all the people said, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Benai, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akab, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, and Peleah instructed the people in the law as they stood in their places. So they read from the book of the law of God, explaining it and giving insight, so that the people could understand what was being read. Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to all of them, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. Then Nehemiah told them, Go and eat what is rich, drink what is sweet, and send out portions to those who have nothing prepared, since today is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be still, since today is holy. Do not grieve. Then all the people began to eat and drink, to send out portions, and to rejoice greatly, because they understood the words that had been made known to them. On the second day of the month, the heads of all the families, along with the priests and Levites, gathered around Ezra the scribe to study the words of the law. And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded through Moses, that the Israelites were to dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month. So they proclaimed this message and spread it throughout their towns and in Jerusalem, saying, Go out to the hill country and bring back branches of olive, wild olive, myrtle, palm, and other leafy trees to make booths, as it is written. And the people went out, brought back branches, and made booths on their own rooftops, in their courtyards, in the court of the house of God, and in the squares by the water gate, and by the gate of Ephraim. The whole assembly who had returned from exile made booths and lived in them. From the days of Joshua son of Nun until that day, the Israelites had not celebrated like this, and there was great rejoicing. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God. The Israelites kept the feast for 7 days, and on the eighth day they held an assembly according to the ordinance. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.